It's good to the last drop. A second cup of the morning blend with David and Brenda.
Oh, and it is a good Monday morning to have a second cup. That's always the best day to have a second cup of coffee. Maybe even a third cup of coffee.
I need it.
You are waking up this morning, you know, we're looking out across the area. We got some low clouds, but the sun's starting to peek through. So it would be difficult to think about how living in the Pacific Northwest anyone would have anything to complain about. And yet somehow we always manage it.
Oh, yes.
Well, Pope Francis, he talked about complaining and how most of all of that complaint, if you turn it inwards, it's rooted in your own heart.
Mm-hmm.
Change your own heart first, he says,
right.
And then, well, it'll be more difficult to complain. So, David, I thought for today's second cup, we might offer some tips on how to stop the complaining.
I like it.
You don't come across to me, though, as a complaining type of person. You are definitely a cup's mostly full, not even half full. It's mostly full all the time.
Yeah, I try to be. And I think, too, maybe that is I'd like to thank my parents giving me a good upbringing in that regard. I can think I kind of laugh as a kid growing up. And I'm sure you had this, too, as parents. Quit your complaining.
Quit your complaining.
Quit your complaining. It could be a lot worse. Quit your complaining. Yeah. You know, what do you have to complain about?
Nothing.
Yeah.
Right? You think about it. What do we have to complain about? When you look, and again, you place what we experience here versus what people are going through around the world.
Yeah.
Really, we are a blessed country for sure, but that doesn't help. Sometimes when resentment sits in, you've been wronged in some way, sometimes in very difficult ways that we have to get over. So we thought we'd spend a little time today to kind of help you overcome it.
Okay.
The Catholic way.
Yeah.
So if you have problems with grumbling, then you're not alone. In fact, the Old Testament book of Numbers could easily be renamed the Grumbler's Chronicles.
Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel grumbled against Moses, against Aaron, and God. But generally, it's a person who's dissatisfied with their lot in life, the circumstances God has allowed to come their way, right?
Mm-hmm.
The children of Israel's grumbling was only symptomatic of a far fatal disease, and that was unbelief, the lack of faith in God and that he knew what he was doing.
Yeah.
So here are some steps to think about. First of all, realize that complaining, David, is dangerous, right?
Yeah.
We know the enemy of our souls doesn't want us to fulfill God's intended purpose for our lives. If he can't derail me or you because of lust or immorality in our private lives, then the devil will seek a different bait for his trap. For many of us, that snare is the temptation to gripe, grumble, and complain against God. If you are complaining about your circumstances, what you're really saying is, God, how can you let this happen to me?
Okay,
that's the first thing to recognize. Secondly, then, is to remember, well, God does, in fact, know what he's doing, right? It's difficult to rely on that. All we have to do is look to the story of Joseph. Now, remember Joseph and the coat of colors. His father gave him that. His brothers became jealous, so they threw him into a pit. They sold him into slavery. He ended up in prison. Joseph could have become bitter against his brothers, smashed a fist against the prison walls, and complained about his circumstances because they were unjust. But nowhere in the story does Joseph complain about it, because he understood the truth that God is in control and that he knows what he's doing.
Right.
So does it help? Recognize that? No.
Right. That's the thing.
And here's what the next thing is, though, to remember. Complaining like that, put away those past complaints because they may have become bitterness.
Uh-huh.
Now, you complain about something, you dwell on it, you roll it over and over in your head how you have become wronged. Now you've given birth to resentment.
Mm-hmm.
So you've got to let these things go. If you have no control over it.
Right. I would kind of equate that to the word forgiveness.
Yes.
When you do not forgive and it continues to stew in your mind, it doesn't help you. You know, it drags you down. And so that's why I think we've always looked at forgiveness being such a key element to our mental health. If you can forgive, the old term forgive and forget.
That's
very helpful.
And forgiveness has a lot to do with not letting the other person off the hook.
Right.
They are responsible for their actions. You are responsible for yours. Having hate in your heart like that, that's your doing,
mm-hmm.
right? So you have got to say, whatever this situation is, will not, I won't be affected by it anymore.
Right.
I will turn that hate into love, and I will pray for the other person.
Right.
Yeah, that resentment can just really sow something awful inside. And then lastly, and this is what you talk about letting go.
Yeah.
Keep on giving thanks in all things. This is not just some power of positive thinking approach. No, you give thanks unless it's not I give thanks unless I see God as the sovereign ruler of the universe at work in my life through many circumstances. I give thanks always for whatever that situation is. To be able to get up and breathe and have life is another opportunity to sow love in the world, to change what you can around you,
mm-hmm.
and to really let that complaining kind of go.
It's all perspective.
Absolutely.
You know, what is your perspective on life and how you're going to lead it? And you can choose. It's up to you to choose which direction you want to go in. It's totally your choice.
You know, we often talk about how Christ says, you know, in this world you will suffer, but know that I have conquered the world. It is difficult to remember that.
Sure.
For sure. And that's not saying that living in the world is just going to be a piece of cake, especially just because you're a Catholic person or because you have found faith. That doesn't make life easier. It will help you find purpose in all of it through good times and still keeping the joy in those times where suffering can seem overwhelming. But complaining through it, not going to make it easier at all.
Great thoughts.
Remember that on today's Second Cup.